Thank you. Bonjour, ça ici c'est Cedric Watson et vous êtes après écouter KRVS 88.7 FM ici à Lafayette sur le campus du UL.
And we're re-exploring Wayne Shorter's 2001 recording of Footprints Live. And of course with Danilo Perez piano, John Patitucci bass, and Brian Blade on drums. And before that, we heard from John Zorn with John Zorn on piano, alto sax, Fender Rhodes, and electronics, Rob Berger piano and organ, Bill Laswell bass, Kevin Norton vibraphone, drums, orchestral, bells, Tibetan prayer bowls, and it was created from the album. We heard Stalker Dub, and it's from the album Nosferatu, which was created for modern Polish stage production of Bram Stoker's classic vampire tale. And at the top, we heard a Juju by, of course, Wayne Shorter, which goes back to his, was first recorded in 1964 with McCoy Tyner on piano, Reggie Workman, and Elvin Jones on drums. And that was the title cut of the album. And this is a quite different piece than that. It's just transformed, and we're going to keep listening to some of that. You're listening to Passport to Modern Jazz. But before we get to that, let's have a little Tim Collins from Fade.
Thank you.
And we heard Tim Collins, Loud from Fade. Charlie Hunter, Simon Lott, Matt Blostein, Zach Brock, Matt Closey, and Ulrich Schmidt. And back to Footprints Live. We're going to hear Valse Triste. You're listening to Passport to Modern Jazz. Thank you. Originally recorded Valse Triste in 1965 for was on the Soothsayer record with Freddie Hubbard trumpet, James Spaulding alto sax, and Wayne Shorter tenor, McCoy Tyner piano, Reggie Workman bass, and Tony Williams on drums. This is transformed into very nice acoustic quintet of Wayne Shorter's on Footprints Live with an incredible amount of improvisation and interaction and play amongst the band, which can only happen taking a band like that out for on the road for a long time and being able to explore these songs every different which way and then to come in and record it. Wayne Shorter, tenor and soprano saxophones, Danelle Perez, piano, John Patitucci, bass, and Brian Blade, drums. Very much heavyweights, all of them with a vast discography, indeed. Michael White will be coming to town soon on the 18th. Judith has... It has reminded me there might not be tickets left, but if you get a chance to see him, it'll be great. He is the best clarinetist and a real good buddy, great guy, and can play a lot of different styles. This one is to one of the people I need to do a special on is Sidney Bechet, and this is a song that Michael wrote with Reginald Veal on bass and Harlan Riley on drums. and Steve Pistors on piano.
Thank you.
Wayne Shorter. We heard Mescalero. Next up is Wayne Shorter's Atlantis, which was recorded originally. This is the original track from the Wayne Shorter Band of 85 with Jim Walker, flute, on piccolo, Wayne Shorter, soprano, and tenor, Zeron Jakovsky, Michiko Hill on pianos, Joseph Vitarelli, part of a synthesizer, and Michael Honig, another synthesizer programmer, Larry Klein, electric bass, Ralph Humphrey, drums, Alex Acuna, drums and percussion, Lenny Castro, Diana Acuna, Didi Belson, Nani Brunel, Trova Davenport, Sana Lauren, Edgy Lee, and Kathy Lucian are on vocals. This is what this album that we're listening to of a quartet and improvisation live compares to the Atlantis album, which is has a lot of synthesizers and a lot of backup vocals. These are those compositions played as jazz tunes live. Wayne Shorter, tenor, soprano saxophone, Danilo Perez, piano, John Patitucci, bass, and Brian Blade on drums. Brian Blade was born July 25th, 1970, in Shreveport, and started out as a young violinist, percussion, and he plays recorder. As a leader, he has several albums. As a sideman, he has too many to even, if you'll have to go into a discography to see, and that's always changing. He's doing who knows how many sessions today. So several with Joshua Redman, three with Wayne Shorter. Different albums with Kenny Garrett, Time Out of Mind with Bob Dylan. Of course, an album with John Patitucci, Gratitude 2001 with Chris Potter. Black Dub 2010 with Black Dub, Empire 2010, Scott Cawley, Painting with Words and Music 98, Joni Mitchell, and quite a few. Just a great, great drummer. And we'll hear some more from Footprints Live.
You're listening to Passport to Modern Jazz with Dejama Gagne. Thank you.
And we've been re-exploring Footprints Live, listening to Very Angular, No Swing to Very Little, and listening to the band play All of Its Possibilities. It's been Passport to Modern Jazz. See you next week.